Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Lee, you and I grew up with this idea of separation of church and state, right?
Yeah, the concept, yes.
Yeah. And we've been watching these cases for years and years and years. I mean, a lot of them in the public schools, you know, a coach prays with a team after the game, major lawsuit goes on for years. Like here in Greenville area, child prays in the cafeteria. Can a child do that? Is that okay? Or, you know, no, they can't, or okay, it's fine unless a teacher leads it, then we can't do it. And we have, even here in Greenville, spent years litigating those kinds of things to achieve this separation of church and state, which even as Christians in America, we believe, well, we want to accommodate everybody, right? So we want the Protestants and the Baptists and the Buddhists to all get along in schools. We can all go together and respect each other's religions. And for that reason, religion had to be stripped from the public square, we were told.
Yes, that's what we were told.
Right. Now, if you really dig into the legal basis of all that, it's wrong.
Yes.
And the founders would tell you that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they usually even read the Federalist Papers. They were very clear. Yeah. There was a Christian foundation for this country.
Yeah.
Oddly, you couldn't even teach those parts of the Federalist Papers now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what they meant was you were not going to have an institutionalized church like in England,
right,
where it literally actually is part of the government.
Yeah. It's freedom of religion, not from religion.
Exactly. But whatever, the courts went the other direction, and we judiciously ripped church from state, and really not just church, but religion from state. And that's the crucial difference there. No, we're not going to have a state religion or state church, but no, come on, you can talk about Jesus in your classroom. So but you can't, though. I mean, you can't do it. And I see that, you know, I've seen that when my kids were in public school. You know, the teachers are very afraid if the topic of Jesus or anything comes up, right? So we've done that. No government religion, no government prayer. We've had all the fights in the city councils. You can't even have a prayer before council. You get sued. So I got to tell you, I was blown away when this video came across my feed. See, because I've always lived in that America. I don't know this one. It's a New York City police officer wearing her hijab. This is part of a public education demonstration by the NYPD on how to properly wear a hijab. Why would a person wear a hijab? To comply with Sharia law.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That is religious law. And the NYPD, last time I checked, was not a nonprofit. Last time I checked.
Yeah.
Was not a church. Here she is demonstrating the proper way to put on a hijab in a sanctioned public demonstration and celebration of the hijab by the NYPD.
You said it how you want to, but you can take one side short, one side long.
You can get creative, put a pin, as long as you're all your hair is covered and like most of your face, so men can't see it to comply with Sharia law, you're good. And I thought about this. I thought there would never, ever be a video of an NYPD officer demonstrating how to put a Christian cross around your neck.
Yeah.
The ostensible purpose for this was to teach NYPD and everybody else to tolerate people in hijabs and really celebrate that. Why don't we tolerate Christians then?
Yeah.
Why don't we have Jewish Star of David Day?
Yeah.
Here's the Star of David. Here I'm fastening it around my neck, and I'll explain to you what it means to me. Sponsored by the NYPD. How about that? Mm-hmm. And yet, if we had a coach right here in Greenville kneel down on the field
after a game.
Yes, or in the middle at halftime because he's losing. You know what I mean? Please, God, help. Right? Like, help us. You know, we really could use that touchdown. It'd be national news. He gets sued and go on and on and on. But I mean, how can they just hijab themselves? How can they do this when we can't? How is this happening?
Because that's tolerance, Tara.
Well, why don't Christians get some?
Oh, well, because we know that that's the majority, and the majority is always wrong.
I don't know. To me, after all these years of covering, you know, as a reporter and then, you know, doing this, you know, covering, I mean, all these prayer disputes.
Yeah.
I'm blown away. I'm just, how is it even possible? How is it possible? And I figured it out. I think it's possible because they know that if this was switch out the hijab and do the cross next week, there'll be a suit
right.
by the ACLU, by the left. But they know there'll be no lawsuit by the left.
Right. Over this, yeah.
So you know what? As counterintuitive as this seems, I think we need one of these pro-religious nonprofits who normally fight on the other side of these lawsuits, you know, the prayer ones.
Yeah.
Coach praying, teacher praying, whatever. Right. I think they need to sue the NYPD. Our side. We need to sue. Because you know what? Our religions are going to get supplanted by this. It's going to be okay to say a prayer to Allah in school. It's going to be okay to do a hijab demonstration in school. One of the things my son pointed out to me, you know, because he's in the virtual program at Greenville Schools, it drives him crazy every year. They spend weeks and weeks and weeks on Islam. Christianity is one day if you're lucky. I can't talk about that. Separation of church and state. Well, isn't Islam a religion? No, that's a Democrat grievance group, honey.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And you know what really this is? If your group of people votes death, let me break it down. If your group of people votes Democrat 80% or more, you do whatever the heck you want. Christians don't, so. This is, we need to push back on this. I'm shocked. My whole life, I just didn't think the thing like this is possible. I don't mean to go on about it, but I couldn't believe it.
It's an excellent point. I mean, I know that some people will say, oh, this is just a minor thing, but no, it's not.
No.
These little things like this have huge implications. And what you're pointing out here is the intolerance of the left for anything that they don't like. And, you know, let's face it, the left doesn't like Christianity. It doesn't like any type of Western type of theology. And as you pointed out, the Muslim group, the Islam, is a grievance group for them that they can take advantage of for their own political gain.
And, you know, I don't even want to just make this about the left, though, because that has become, throughout my whole life, a bedrock principle of this country, separation of church and state, taught in schools. Yeah. And explain to kids, this is why you can't have your prayer in school. This is why you can't do your project on Jesus and how he died. We're going to need a different theme project from you. But we all accepted it because that was an American norm, a Western norm, really.
Yeah.
That allowed us all to live in peace with each other, and even within the sects, you know, as Protestants versus Catholics. You know what I'm saying? Like, it worked out. So, and it was great. This is a violation of that norm. I can't even blame the left for it completely.
Well, it's an attempt to normalize that type of religion and that type of observance over anything that is, you know, Jewish or Christian or any type of other, you know, larger denomination in the U.S.
Meanwhile, and I am so excited about this. Okay, this is a good news here. Number one story in the U.S. this morning when I rolled in here. And I sat in here, and if you heard me yell, I went, yes, when I opened up Topic Pulse, because it means Americans are getting it. They're seeing it. Illegal immigrant, terrorist, international terror watch list, wanted in Uzbekistan for being a jihadi, recruiting terrorists online, advocating for jihad online, and recruiting for a terror group. When things got a little hot for him in Uzbekistan, because they were looking for him to arrest him, he fled here because Joe Biden said, come. And he said, okay, cool. I'm going to love America. He went over the border. But here's the crazy part. We caught him. Akhor Bazarov. And this is bizarre. I'll tell you what. We caught him. We had him. He was wanted by Interpol and Uzbekistan. All we had to do is put him on a plane and send him back.
Yep.
Biden releases him.
Well, of course.
A wanted terrorist. Recruiter. Of course, he's probably recruiting. And says, you know what? What we need to do is get this guy an 18-wheeler and put him on the road.
That's it.
That's what we need to do. Do you realize the CDL that he got from the state of Pennsylvania allows him to drive chemicals in an 18-wheeler, right? Mm-hmm. Hazardous materials and school buses full of children.
Well, there you go.
So can you imagine you're going on a field trip and the bus pulls up? There's the friendly neighborhood terrorist wanted in Uzbekistan to take your kids on the field trip. Democrats, y'all.
Yeah.
Democrats. Here's Bill Malusian with Fox News. Not only was Akhor Bazarov a wanted terrorist released into the country by the Biden administration, he was also given a commercial driver's license by Governor Shapiro's Pennsylvania in violation of federal law. Now, you want to know the crazy part about this story?
Well, let's hear it.
You're thinking, what, that wasn't the crazy part?
Exactly.
No, no. That commercial driver's license that he had, there's a picture of it. He got real ID. It's got the star. He got real ID?
Well.
How did he get real ID? If you're a married woman, do you know what it's like to get real ID?
Oh, you've got to show your, don't you have to show your marriage license?
Yes, you have to go dig it all up. It is easier for, apparently, a terrorist to get a real ID than a married woman in America. And here's the crazy part. You know what that means, right? The real ID? He could get on a plane. That's the whole point of it was, you know, post 9/11 commission,
right.
Much more secure license.
You TSA, can get on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole thing, yeah.
You can get on a plane. We're giving these to terrorists. Why do I need one to fly? And of course, the only other option is a visa. I'm sure they'll take that away. And I'm telling you, this real ID, this proves it's useless, pointless, it's failed. We should just do away with it. There's no point to it. But, you know, when you're looking at right here in South Carolina in that Senate committee, we've got a bill to digitize real ID. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I'm telling you, 3 to 5 years from now, maybe it's 10. I don't know. You want to open a social media account, they're going to demand your real ID. And they got you. That's the purpose of the real ID. It's not to stop terror. Or we wouldn't hand one to a terrorist. Why would you hand one of these to a terrorist? Well, so you can censor him online, too, in case he goes MAGA. That's why. This country, y'all, but, don't let this make you mad. Here's why. Lee, again, this was the number one story on Topic Pulse this morning. By most hits, most clicks, people are outraged. Good. Americans are finding out what's going on in their country, and I hope they're terrified.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.